morning, everyone, and happy Monday. This is Hannah B. with the Monday Morning Motivation Podcast. I hope everyone is feeling nothing but positive vibes on this beautiful Monday morning. And if you aren't, I will make sure you are. This week, I have one of the hardest working people on planet Earth joining me. This person is someone who has inspired me with his hard work and hustle every single day. He has motivated me to follow my dreams in radio. And this person is
Chris Cruz with Throwback 2K Radio in 94.9 New Country. How's it going, Chris Cruz?
Hannah, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, you know, just standing. So happy to have you on here.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's such an honor. I'm very thankful for Camp Broadcast, for starting this wonderful connection. You are truly one of the hardest working people I have ever met. I think you can do literally every single thing in this world. You're a DJ. You do voiceovers. Mm-hmm. Congrats to you on accepting that position with Throwback 2K Radio. Can you just explain to me how you filled in for them and they loved you so much that you got hired? Like, please talk about that.
Sure. First of all, you're very sweet. Thank you for all the compliments. That means a lot. So Throwback 2K is, this is like a year long story, but I'll tell it in about 15 seconds. So Tony Lorino started this brand, the show called Throwback Nation. And Throwback Nation is a syndicated, we call it classic hits show. It focuses on 80s, a little bit of 90s. And it's on like 40 something radio stations. And then Tony realized that, like, you know, what oldies were to people that are, you know, 20 years older than, you know, you were 20 years older than me. For us, oldies is NSYNC and Backstreet Boys and Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera. That's our oldies now, you know? So he came up with this idea for Throwback 2K. And really, me filling in on Throwback Nation, a little insider tip for you, Hannah, was really just to see if we could pull off me doing Throwback 2K for my studio here in Detroit. So that's our new show, and it launches January 1st.
That is so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I love all the oldies music because we have 104.3 jams here. I wonder if it's similar.
Yeah, so Throwback 2K is only going to focus on like the 2000s to about like, you know, 2013-ish. So everything from Chingy and Ludacris, Lil Jon, you know, but also the Britneys, the Christina Aguileras, but also the Fall Out Boys, the My Chemical Romances of the world, like the whole gamut, all that stuff that was on the radio, like, you know, 20 years ago.
That is so awesome. Super exciting. Are you like counting down the days till January 1st?
You know what's sad? I'm not, because I'm getting married in like 3 weeks, Hannah. So like,
Wait, between
my four jobs and getting married, I don't even have time to blink, let alone think about January.
Okay. So can you tell me about all the other jobs that you do?
Sure. So my day job, it's funny that I'm actually wearing this hoodie. So I went to the school in Detroit for broadcasting called Specs Howard, and it's now the Specs Howard School of Media Arts. And they teach everything from broadcasting, podcasting, radio, video, editing, graphic design, stuff like that for people like you and me who are nerdy and like to make things, Hannah.
Yeah.
So I now work there as my day job, as the high school advisor. So talking to young people about a career in media, what that future might look like, talking to their parents, counselors and stuff like that. So that's number one. Number two, I do a DJ mix show almost every week. I've been slacking because of my wedding, called The Premix at thepremix.com. Three, I have a new YouTube show called Home Studio Catalyst, where I talk about like my home. Yeah, I'm sure you've seen like my home studio setup. Thank you. You know, making content, how I make my videos, just tips for making content, you know, at home. And then I do my show on 94.9 New Country in St. George, Utah, Throwback 2K that launches in January, but we're doing a lot of the back end work now. And then I also DJ weddings on the weekends, which takes up a lot of time. So not a lot of sleep in my life, Hannah.
Do you just live off of coffee?
A lot of coffee. And you know what it is? Someone asked me that and I gave them like a funny answer. But then I realized I was really serious. And I said, you know, it's raging ADHD, coffee, and a mortgage. And then I thought I like stepped back and go, you know what? That's actually really what it is. Like for me, because I know you talk about like mental health and stuff a lot and well-being on your podcast. I've learned this recently, and I don't think I've shared this with anybody except for my fiance. So maybe you'll be able to use this, and hopefully someone who's listening can benefit from this. But for me, I always thought my ADHD just meant that I'm hyper.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really mean that. What it means is I always want to be making stuff. And I learned about me that like, you know, they say what a dog, a tired dog is a happy dog.
Yes.
You know, you run your dog out and he wants to sleep all day. For me, a tired brain is a happy brain. So that being said, that's why I'm always working on something. Cause if not, I'm working on the next thing. And if I don't, I get really bored and then I get angry and then I get frustrated. So I always just work on things because that's what my brain wants me to do. So I just listen to it.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's really inspiring though, because something that I noticed about you is you're constantly doing something. You're constantly hustling. And mm-hmm. that's what inspires me every single day when I see you're doing something, and it just pushes me to, you know, just be like Chris Cruz, the one and only Chris Cruz. So
No. You gotta be better than me, but I just try to stay relevant and stay in front of people, yeah. But you're going to be a freaking star, man. I did not set the bar as high as you're going to. So don't worry about me.
That's too kind of you. But the question I have for you is, you know, you keep yourself so busy, but what about the mornings you just really don't feel like getting out of bed? Does that ever happen to you or no?
Almost every day. Honestly, almost every single day.
Yeah. It does. How do you get yourself motivated? I mean, when your alarm clock goes off, how early do you get up to start?
Like six.
Four different jobs. Six?
Like six. Yeah. And I can't sleep a lot anyways. Like my fiance goes to bed at 9 and she'll sleep till like 5 or 5:30. No problem.
Yeah.
For me, I go to bed at 12 or 1 and I'm up at 6 or 6:30. Again, going back to my brain, I just doesn't let me sleep a lot. And I don't always wake up tired because of that. It's just kind of how I'm wired. You know, some people need 8 or 9 hours of sleep. I would love, Hannah, to have 8 or 9 hours of sleep. But my brain's like, nope, wake up. Got 80 things to do today. So to answer your question about how I do it, I just think about all the things I need to get done. We got to get stuff done for the wedding. There's no choice. You know, we just bought a house. I have a mortgage to pay now. So it's not like, do I want to do that thing? It's, well, I have to do it. So what part of the day am I going to do it in? And that's the struggle every day. I will get it all done. It's just a matter of, how long can I do thing A before my brain fragments to go do thing C and then come back to thing B and then also do thing D before I go to bed?
Exactly. What time do you go to bed?
Never. Like 1.
Oh my goodness.
Depends on the night.
What do you do for yourself self-care wise? Do you take a break during the day or you just go, go, go?
Yeah. Like I'll play guitar for 20 minutes or a half hour. If I'm just really not feeling it, I'll grab my guitar, start playing guitar. I'll go walk the dog. I'll work on like music stuff. You know, I do like parody videos and parody songs, stuff like that. A lot of times I shop for DJ stuff for my wedding setup. I'm always buying better lights and better tables and stuff like that. So I'm always like, I literally have a tab open right now on Amazon and another one on Dell to buy a thing for my computer for weddings. And like, I literally have like 12 tabs open right now that I'm not even using just because I can't bear to close them.
Oh my goodness. You crack me up.
Yeah. Like a day inside my brain is a confusing day to say the least, you know?
So who inspired you to be the hardworking person you are? Is there someone in your life that you looked up to your whole life that was always super hardworking, hustling, following their dream, their passion?
Yeah. A lot of like motivational speakers, but to give you like a serious, sincere answer, my dad taught me, and my dad actually just had back surgery. So I'm at their house every weekend helping with like yard work and stuff. So him and I've been talking a lot about money, success, hustle, things like that. And he's always taught me, pardon my language, he says, don't ever do anything half-ass. And that's it. It's stuck with me for years. You know, if I'm going to commit to a new YouTube show, or, you know, you committing into this podcast and doing episodes all the time. Like I always see you out here doing this podcast. I see you all the time. Like, I'm like, God, she works harder than I do. When you're going to do something, either do it right or don't do it. Yeah. And you don't have to do everything. You know, I don't have to have 80 jobs. I have a couple jobs that I really focus really hard on and just give it 100%. And I know that sounds simple and like something you read from like an internet, like meme on Instagram or something, but that's true. Like don't do anything half-assed and you'll be fine.
No, I totally agree with you. And something I wanted to bring up with you was the Home Studio Catalyst. Mm-hmm. I know you had an episode on, you know, being confident in front of a camera. What inspired you to do that? Is there a story behind it? Or because it actually really inspired me, because I feel like sometimes when I'm on the camera, I'm constantly saying like, or I have a tendency to stutter. Mm-hmm. But if I'm just in front of a mic, like it's way different talking over the phone. Yeah. But when I'm in front of a camera, I don't know what it is.
And you know what? I've noticed in front of the camera, you do those things. And you know what? It doesn't matter. Nobody's going to notice that. That's how everybody talks. You know, for me, I talk really fast, first of all, and then my brain's always flying and I have a little bit of a stutter. So it's just like, I'm like this trifecta of just like speech trash, but like I made it work, you know? But if you think about it, the most successful person in show business in the last 30 years made a career of screwing up, and his name's Jimmy Fallon. So for you or for me to think, oh, I got to be perfect in front of the camera. Like Hannah, you and I are not smarter or more talented than Jimmy Fallon. You might be, I know I'm not, but don't try to rewrite the recipe. You know, it's definitely okay to stutter and be yourself, because no one on camera talks like this perfectly eloquently all the time. That's not real life. That's how people talk, you know?
Right.
But to answer your question about what inspired me to do that video, there is a woman that I'm friends with. She's a radio personality and trying to start like some social media content, kind of like what you've been doing for a while. And I asked her, I said, well, why have you started? She goes, oh, I'm nervous. And I said, about what? She goes, oh, that people will make fun of me or they think I'm not pretty. And like, that kind of made me really sad. Yeah. I don't know her super well, and I won't mention her name. She's super talented and super sweet, and she's gorgeous too, which is the weird thing. So when she said that, I was very off put. Yeah. So, you know, it wasn't directly toward this person, but that inspired me because like, I've never been like the hot guy in class or the hot guy at the club or the tall, dark and handsome type. I'm short and I'm pale and I'm like a six at best. But when I get on camera, I'm just myself, right. You know, and if my hair is perfect that day, or if it's not, or if I stuttered, or if I didn't, that's me. And I'd rather give you the genuine me than give you some character or version of me that I'm not, that I have to remember how to act that way. If I just be myself, Hannah, if you just be yourself and don't worry so much about it, you put out a lot more genuine, better, more valuable content, I think.
Oh, I totally agree with you. When I watched that, I was like, oh my goodness, I felt so rejuvenated and so refreshed because I noticed that. I just, whenever I'm on a Zoom call, like even in class when I was doing a presentation, I don't know what it was, but I started stuttering and I said like and and I would literally count on my fingers. Okay, how many times did I just say like and Like it's just natural though. So yeah. When you did that video, it really helped me, and I hope that it helps other people, not even in the industry, but just in general. So that leads me to my last question. If you could give a piece of advice to anyone in this difficult time, maybe not sure if they should follow their dream because of COVID and the lack of jobs, what would it be?
To them, I would say, what lack of jobs? This is the best time in the history of the human race to be a content creator. The only lack of jobs is the lack of you starting it. There is no lack of jobs, man. You know, think about it, Hannah. You know, let's say 30 years ago, before you were born, there wasn't YouTube. There wasn't Netflix. There wasn't Spotify. There wasn't SoundCloud. There wasn't Mixcloud. There wasn't Zoom. But there was no podcast, right. You know? 30 right. years ago, if you wanted to make content, you made an album, you wrote a book, you got on TV, or you got in movies, right?
Exactly.
Now, there are 16-year-old kids in their bedroom making seven figures. So I would say there are jobs. You're making excuses and you're lazy. And I don't like saying that so directly, but nothing else cuts through sometimes. Someone's like, oh, I don't have the right camera. Cool, dude. I shoot all my videos on my phone. What's your next excuse? Oh, I don't know what to talk about. Then why are you in the content business? Then go do something else. You know, there's all these excuses, but it's just you. There's no lack of jobs. I don't buy that for a second.
Man, Chris Cruz, you are awesome. Like, seriously, you're just so great. So I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time out of your very busy, busy, busy schedule to meet with me and share with me all your hard work and your success. And I know that all my listeners out there will be inspired by you, but all they have to do is pick up your phone and give the one and only Chris Cruz a follow on Instagram at DJ Chris Cruz, Twitter at Chris Cruz, and make sure you check out his website, chriscruz.com.
And if you guys want to succeed and do this thing, just do what Hannah's doing. Just make it, do it, put it out, be consistent, do it for a long time, and you'll be successful. That's that. There's no like big secret. That's it.
With that all being said, I hope you all understand that hard work truly does pay off. If you have a goal, if you have a dream, just put the work into it and put the dedication and the passion in your heart and soul into it. Spend every minute that you possibly can, because that dream will become real. Just keep working hard and never stop hustling. I hope everyone has a wonderful week. Be sure to give me a follow on Instagram at @HannahB_onAir. As always, sending you nothing but positive vibes.